successful endorsement. So what we're doing in essence is trying on our own indicative, trying on our own clothing. In other words, just imagine like our higher awareness, our fairy godmother, whoever you like to envision, that's like holding out a cloak, that's holding out a robe, that's holding out your clothing that like they were waiting for you to grow into, that they were waiting for you to aspire to. So this is almost like someone having like a wedding dress already made for their daughter when that certain day arrives. So when I say certain day arrives, that's what the energies feel like. In other words, we're introducing ourselves to our own holy matrimony, because remember, there's really no outer realm. It wasn't about special love marrying some other body. It was coming into our own inner claim, our own inner endorsement, our own inner traveling vessel and vehicle. So when I'm saying this, it's like I'm watching the motor run. In other words, I'm just watching like as if we're motoring, as if we're turning, and we're turning. And so that turning is very essential, because that turning is turning within to the true alchemist. And this is where we start jumping, and they corrected me. They said like walking off the cliff. So just imagine this like etheric master that no longer responds to gravity, that no longer is like simulated with a concept of being the body only. So they just walk off a cliff because they're magical. So this is like Joshua walking on water and allowing that full possession, allowing that full impact. So remember that like dressing gown, that bridal gown, again, it's coming to our own higher altar. This is very, very essential that we understand that the power is within. We're not looking without, we're not looking for what the social climate is, what the latest laws are or whatever, because it's really the law of self-alchemy, that law of self-possession, where we come into that inner altar, and they're just showing me this like beautiful key. This key is like the key to our sacred heart, and it is golden and it is light, and it's signifying our readiness. So we want to allow ourselves, and I just see us at this temple, and there are these like crystal steps, and so we want to realize that we're stepping out of order. Now that's very, very important. So stepping in order is simply agreeing to your old lifestyle, agreeing to who you were in that linear formation. So that is what it's almost like disappearing, like you just can't even hold on to it. You can't read it. You can't ascribe to it. It just doesn't, I want to say it just doesn't matter, but it just doesn't even have matter. Doesn't even have matter, because we're moving into that new earth simulation. So that new earth is where we already are in full majesty, where we already are in full endorsement. So we want to understand we're tuning into something that already exists, that's already primary, that's already evolved, that's already, like, just remember that dressing gown, that bridal gown, it's not like, oh well, I better start go sewing for you. It already is. It was like made at the moment of your birth, or even before the birth. Now this is very essential that we allow these codes of recognition, because as we will receive light's remembrance. So this is remembrance of our true self, of our true placement, of our true worth, of our true entitlement. So what we're assessing, what we're assimilating with, what we're arriving at, what we're stepping into is our total claim. Now this is beyond where the mind has looked at, where the mind has focused, what the mind has attended to previously. So I literally have like a chick like just opening up their egg. So just imagine, yes, my love. Just opening up a hatch, something like that, like easy peasy. And my dog wants to come up, and lo and behold, he's lifted up into the friendly sky. So we want to really realize that we're in charge of that consideration. So this is where we attune to our own pulsation, to our own loveliness, to our own inscription. So that inscription, when I say inscription, the energy coming through me is just extraordinarily wonderful and helpful, because it just ignites that sacred flame. So when that whole idea and concept of full possession is you're attuning back to that master self that was there all along, that you kind of forgot about. So it's like going on a camping trip, you get thirsty, and it's like, oh, I forgot, I brought these extra drinks. So just imagine that, like it's so simple. It's like, oh, I forgot, but now I remember. Now I remember. Now I take full possession. Now I take full assimilation. So what we're doing is we're prescribing to the beloved and allowing that good nurturance, that good affordability where we have full rights. So this is where we're no longer listening to matrix, mass consciousness, old programming, and we're giving love a chance. So giving love a chance, let's go back to that master who already was holding that light body that just walks off a cliff easy peasy because he's no longer tied to gravity. And so this is where when we respond to love, that we're completing our mission. So on the one hand, we're completing our mission. On the other hand, our mission's first beginning, because we're moving into that sacred landscape where all is provided. So this is where all of those master initiations we've read about, we've experienced ourselves, and they're showing me the take the lead card, where love matters, where you're no longer listening to I can't, you're no longer listening to trouble abroad, you're no longer listening to the old programming, and we're awakening to our higher truth. So this is a little bit like drop everything and come follow me. Sometimes it's following in the physical, sometimes it's simply following within the heart. So all of us are being guided to our higher occurrence, our higher realization, our higher platform of love's assurance. Again, it's not love's assurance, I just take a beating and I don't stand up. It's that I listen to love's reporting. So in other words, we're attuning to our new understanding of self, and with that is all, how do I put this in words? It's like it's all there. Everything we need, everything to attend to, everything where, how, why, and all. It's all good to go. So as we will receive our highest claim. So our highest claim is you're learning about yourself. You're learning about your truth. You're learning about your I am possession. So it's like, oh, nice to see you again. Oh, I did pack those drinks, I forgot. Simple as that. So as we will allow that light to cast shadows and darkness, in other words, it doesn't matter what first appears, it doesn't matter what frightens us, it doesn't matter what is like annoying us, whatever it is. They're just showing me the alchemist, the magician, where it all is welcomed as we offer it light. And so we're following that new engagement, we're following that new exposure, we're following that new liftoff sequence. So this is where we may be banging our head against something. It's like, I gotta get this, I won't be okay unless I get this. And suddenly you have the awareness of, I actually don't need that at all because I'm being guided to the opposite direction. So we're allowing love to proceed. We're allowing love, how do I put this? It's like they're saying split our pants, and I'm like, what? But I really understand that, where we're parting ways with the old constructs, the old beliefs, and particularly in regards to ourself, who we are. And they keep saying, love matters, love matters. So again, this isn't the ego self, this is our true origin. So as we will, they're saying, they keep doing the splitting game, as we will split hairs. And so again, we're lessening our past restrictions, our past considerations, our past engagements. So splitting hairs is like moving into the new focus, moving into the light. And so when I receive this, you just feel stirred. You almost feel possessed. Like, I don't know what's come over me, but I just have to. Like, just like when you want to see something or will, like, I just have to. I'm so curious. So it's not a curious of the mind. It's like a curiosity or a leaning towards or a calling. It really feels like a calling for love's full possession, but it's energy. So it's not like, oh, I think someone's talking to me. It's an energy that's calling you, and so that energy is you. That energy is you. There's not a master outside of you that's whistling your name. It's your own self. And so it's like, wait a minute, this feels familiar, this feels right, this feels most certain. So as we take ourselves back in true formation, again, we're reformulating our understanding of self. We're like releasing the old. We're trying on that outfit that's been ready present all along. We allow full liberation. So this is, we step into our light bodies. We step into our new vessel of travel, and we self-explore. So self-explore is I take full possession. And when I say that, we are all light. There is no physicality, because remember, we're just dreaming this. We're, all this is space. It's all consciousness. So those are just words. So what we want to receive is our light quotient. What we want to receive is our heavenly chamber. And so this is an energetic sequencing that the light codes open you up to further advancement. So they're showing me the King of Pentacles. So this is where we're merging with the familiar. In other words, we're using this holy vessel of remembrance, in other words, the material, what we consider to be form, and interchanging its effectiveness, its purpose, its overriding measure. So in other words, we're constructing that new earth as we attend to that beautification of arrival. So in other words, recognizing our beauty, recognizing our light, recognizing our holiness. So as we will receive our marvelous voyage, how beautiful. When I was hearing those words, I was like, that is so wonderful. So marvelous voyage is so different than living in polarization, living in lack, living in separation, living in, oh, what's going to happen next. Marvelous voyage is realizing that we're being called. Marvelous voyage is reassembling the parts. Marvelous voyage is waking up to our own proximity. Remember, it's like the drinks are right by my side. So allow these energies, allow these codes of light to transfer your own holy remembrance. And so when I said own, they were just sort of giggling, because it's like we do this together. We never grow in separation. We never just grow for ourselves. So when the words came out like own, they were giggling, but because everything that we accomplish, everything that we acquire, it's all, it's full possession for all. So this is the whole point. All of this arguing and bickering and conflict among selves, the opposite of that, of course, or they're not really an opposite, but the change of awareness is that the whole idea of the unity alignment is every time we say yes, every time we attune to love, every time we orchestrate our arrival, It's where we're doing it for everyone, including the person you're arguing with, including the person that's playing the role of arguing neighbor or on the other side of the battlefield. So this is where we're coming to our wits. In other words, we're coming to the truth of self. So again, we've had it all along. And so when I see the King of Pentacles, like, all humanity is all around the edges of that pentacle. Like, it's all us. We're doing it all together as one. Let us receive in harmony. So this is where the love for the brother, where every time we say yes to ourselves, we say it for all. We're all one. Let us receive. So what this is going to help us do is change our responsiveness. It's going to change our priority, where things that we were struggling with, it's just not going to have the same tension or the same appeal. Remember, you're being called. They're saying requested, summoned, pressed upon. So that's like, that's really an energy of urgency, not to be in fear, but to be in, this is the only way. This is the only way. You're not going to find the answer in 3D consciousness. You're not going to find the answer through strife. So allow that energy to shift your consciousness in permanent agreement. The reason they have me say permanent is some of us don't realize how available it is. So permanent agreement is now, forevermore, today, this very moment, permanent agreement. Yes to your higher self, yes to your higher witness, forevermore. I am going to come out. I prefer to stay in. So this is the point. Love heals. Love heals. Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful.